The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is brought to you in part by Lawrence Electric Motors, Commonwealth Bank, Marlin Marine, Floral Fantasia, Fidelity Bank, Popeyes, Janae's Uniform Center, and Burger King.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I would like to, if anybody could explain to me, understand the reason that there are traffic jams on Shirley Street and East Bay going from Potter's Key to Christie Avenue yesterday and today. Is there something special going on? This has never happened in the history of the Bahamas, as far as I know, that there are traffic jams from Potter's Key heading downtown going west, and then Shirley Street's backed up too because you can't get Church Street to get to East Street to get to Bay Street from Shirley Street. It's crazy. So if somebody knows the reason for that, please help me out. Help me understand. But anyway, we're not going to talk too much about that today. Yesterday evening, shortly after the competent authority announced in the House of Assembly that beaches and parks were going to close on Grand Bahama and New Providence and the surrounding keys. So, no, you're not going to Rose Island. No, you're not going out on the outskirts of Grand Bahama or New Providence to go sneak away on the beach. Best you go to Andros, right? Best you go Eleuthera if you got a boat. So it ain't going to happen. Right, you go Abaco if you in like South Grand Bahama, East Grand Bahama. It ain't gonna happen. But shortly after the Prime Minister made that announcement, you know, I got quite a number of messages, and then my phone rings, and you know, one of my friends, you know, who was a very loyal FNM, called me about, Juan, what's going on? What's going on? Just why the PM closed the beach, man? Where am I supposed to take my kid to the beach? I said, hold on. Man, we look like a dictatorship. Hold on. Weeks ago, when I told you that the state of emergency should end, and the Prime Minister needs to give the emergency powers back, and that this is going to turn into a dictatorship, you told me I was crazy. You told me I sound like a spoiled child. Some text wrote, you sound like a spoiled child. Now you call me and tell me it feels like a dictatorship? That's what I told you. That it is dangerous to surrender this much power to any one person. So now we're being dictated to. We're in a full-fledged dictatorship. We are being dictated to under the guise of medical emergency without any medical rationale at this point. It is just the whim of the dictator. There's no justification given. I don't want you to go on the beach. I see what's happening in Florida. If you're concerned about what's happened in Florida, why did you open the borders? If you're concerned what's happening in the United States with a surge, then why are they still allowed to come? 1,900 people so far have come just through LPIA in the last few days. If you're so concerned about what's happening in the United States, then why are our borders open? A. B. what does what's happening in the United States have to do with us? We've had no cases since June 14th. We have four people who still have COVID-19 in the country, according to the Ministry of Health. None of them are hospitalized. There's been no new case in Grand Bahama in 2 months. Bimini had an issue, and that now is cleared up, so you say. You said yourself, as recently as last week, that there is no community spread. Every tourist you have said can come in, and Bahamian for that matter, has had to have a negative COVID-19 test. So what does what's happening with a resurgence in Florida and the United States have to do with the Bahamas? Somebody help me, because I look on social media, and I don't do politics on social media anymore. I keep it light. Yeah, because too many people catch feelings real quick. So I look on social media, and people are saying, well, we're in Florida, and they just closed our beaches in Miami. They closed some beaches in Florida. Yes, Florida has over 10,000 cases a day. We have zero. The United States is experiencing the spread of COVID-19 like wildfire. Yet we opened our borders to them. Europe won't let them in. They're our friends. We like them, I know. And we want the money. What does what's happening in Florida have to do with what's happening now? The Prime Minister warned, and I warned you. He warned that he's going to monitor what happens with the beaches to determine if they'll remain open over the Independence weekend. I went to the beach. There were no parties that I saw. There was social distancing that I practiced. I'm not making up. I went to the beach. We had reporters go to all the beaches. There were no large gatherings that I saw. There were no large parties that I saw on Thursday when I went, on the weekend when I passed by. I saw a lot of garbage, by the way. Some of you, filthy. Yeah? Filthy. I wouldn't want to see your houses. Why do we have to tell adults to clean up after themselves when they go to the beach? Why? But that's neither here nor there. Oh, someone said the PM closed the beaches because we left them dirty. So the beach is closed now because of litter. Not COVID-19, it's litter. So now when we dirty up the beach, he closes the beach. Not COVID-19, litter. So if he sees something he doesn't like, he automatically, oh, I don't like this. Why are people on the side of the road? Shut it down. This is supposed to be about COVID-19 and effectively combating community spread of COVID-19 so the health system doesn't get overwhelmed. There is no reason, none, that this curfew should still be in effect. None. There is no reason, zero, that the state of emergency should still be in effect, that the competent authority should still have these powers, other than he just loves it. He loves it. He loves telling us what to do. He loves making up his mind on whatever it is. And you could tell now that he is in full dictator mode. It's in full swing. He just says, bang, beach closed. He says he'll talk about it later. So I guess tomorrow when they go to, when all these jellybacks in the House of Assembly go surrender our rights again to the Prime Minister, he'll explain further why all the beaches will be closed on the holiday weekend. Because coming Saturday and Sunday, it's obviously going to be quite different somehow than the previous Saturday and Sunday when the beaches were open. So we're in full dictator mode now, right? So the energy you had when you told me I sound spoiled and crazy and all this other crap, you keep that same energy right now, right? Try to wrap it around your mind and justify it in your head that this makes any sense. MPs, those of you who are in cabinet, if you could hear me, you should be ashamed of yourself. Senators, those of you who, well, y'all, or who are not in cabinet, you should be ashamed of yourself. ashamed of yourself. Those of you in cabinet right now, you can record this and send this to them. You should be ashamed of yourself for surrendering all our rights continually with no medical justification to the prime minister. You should be ashamed of yourself. History is going to condemn you. So tell them I said that. We can talk about it. Am I still crazy? Am I still spoiled? Am I still losing it? Or do you now see what a dictatorship is? He feels like it, offers no explanation, says you cannot go on the beach or you will be arrested. Someone explain to me how that's not a dictatorship. He is literally controlling our lives by dictate. Literally controlling where we can go, what time we can move, when we can leave our house. Explain to me how it's not a dictatorship. I'm all ears. Help me out. 422-4796. That's the text line. 422-4796. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. I told you, be careful. I told you, be careful as to what you allow. This is not about COVID-19. This is about power and glomming onto it. You're treating us like children instead of actually using the police and defense force to go enforce social distancing on the beaches because you know they'll likely be crowded. You close all the beaches down. You tell the tourists come, then tell them they can't go on the beach, although they'll be able to use the beaches where they have private access. So explain to me how this is not a dictatorship. I'm all ears. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Paul McCartney, what's up,
man? Hey, right here, how's it going?
I promise you I was going to call them because I'm like you. I think I'm getting old, man.
Why is that?
Someone told me the other day, knock me where I got this gray beard from. Tell me I got this gray beard for minutes. But, listen, I sent you a letter. I don't know if you got the letter I sent.
Let me see.
I sent a letter.
Yeah, I got it. About the March?
Yeah. 4 weeks. Weeks we planned a motorcade to celebrate independence, 47 independence. All indications were Windsor Park, leaving from Windsor Park and ending back up at Windsor Park. You would know that the letter actually states a motorcade and a car run. And in keeping with what all the dictates were as it relates to COVID-19 and all the other things that would probably be kicked in once we would have sent them if we were doing any kind of a rally. I met with the police on Friday of last week, went through the entire details of our route, went through everything. I'm not saying, and I don't want to be so presumptuous to think that reason why Dr. Menace closed the parks is because of what it is we're doing. I'm not that influential, no, in fact.
Well, you never know.
Something has to be desperately wrong with our people if they can't help. You use the term full dictatorship mode. I've spoken to persons who are on the ground, people who have master's degrees, people who have doctorate degrees, have called me all morning and said to me, explain to me what's going on. I asked them, I said, I can't explain nothing else outside of the fact that you guys have sat your backsides down and allowed this man to take our country from us completely. Tell you what time to go to bed, tell you what time to wake up, and go to the government house in the middle of the night after a resolution's not passed in the house to get the power back. I don't know exactly how do you explain this one? Maybe you are better, but I think your venom sometimes when it bites a little bit different from mine. I don't know what to explain to the Bahamian people to let them know that we are, that Rome is burning and that something is so wrong with what has happened, to get them to understand that, that they have to move to change it.
We are really in a dangerous place at this point when the prime minister whom we elected feels so comfortable in this power that parliament and cabinet has arrogated unto him one, and the governor general has arrogated unto him one, and he feels so comfortable in his power that he no longer even feels the need to explain to us when a decision is made. There's no longer any need for medical evidence. There's no longer any need for scientific rationale. It's just, I feel like it. And no one in the House of Assembly, I'll not put the opposition and the independents in this, no one else in the House of Assembly even sees the need to question it. These are the people we elected. These are the people we elected. We elected them to represent us, but what we didn't understand is that they went there just because they were into the PM and they wanted him to lead. Not one of them will find their voice. Not one of them will speak. They continue with this nonsense. These are the people we elected. It says, hey, Juan, why do you service your car? Answer, prevent maintenance to avoid breakdown. The PM is doing this to prevent an outbreak. All right, well, you're now in the top spot. It's only one so far. You have the top spot for the dumbest explanation today. But the day's young. You may not stay in the top spot. That makes absolutely no sense. Why would you close the beach, yet everything else is open, and think that an outbreak would be prevented? The beach is outdoors. Restaurants are still open. Bars are open. Gyms are open. So you got the top spot for the dumbest comment of the day. But you may not stay there long. The day's young. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, right here.
Yeah, so Juan, quick question. You think maybe Dr. Minnis is gauging and using this based on what he has seen happening in Florida, North Carolina, L.A., and the Ozark and all those places that had all these massive people gathered after they were forewarned to social distance? Do you think maybe he's using that as a measuring stick to say, I don't want that to happen? And if so, one, another thing. We have what? Sanders Beach, Montague, Goodman's Bay, Cabbage Beach, maybe the one in Yamacraw. I'm trying to figure out how adequately could the police and defense force make people social distance on a beach. You got your family of, say, four people, five people. My family's next to your five people. People have to go to the beach basically on a first-come, first-served basis, and I guess when the police decide, okay, this beach has enough people, you got to find another beach. I don't even think we have enough beaches to practice social distancing if that's going to be what's required.
We've been practicing social distancing this whole time while the beaches have been open. I just told you. I went to the beach.
What I'm saying is, you don't want a holiday, everybody comes out.
Okay, so why would you close it on Saturday and Sunday if the holiday's on Friday?
Well, you know, they call it a holiday weekend, eh?
Okay, you so know, just you, the you weekend. Know, Bahamian, but the regular Friday, weekend doesn't make them move, right?
You know, for us, holidays on a Friday, we did it on a Saturday and Sunday, and, you know, some people even take it on a Monday and don't even go to work. What I'm trying to maybe try to say is, maybe his fear is, hey, look, Florida doing 50,000, 60,000 cases a day now.
And how many we have?
I mean, the U.S. is doing that amount of cases a day. They had 100,000 in 2 days.
How many we had?
Excuse me?
How many have we had?
Oh, well, from now, I think, I want to be presumptive and say, I think we may be COVID-free now. Haven't had any new cases in a while.
We have zero cases since June 14th.
But not hearing any cases, I think they may say, doesn't mean, you know, it ain't out there. But like I said, well, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe he's just using a measuring stick based on people that's being head-hearted, that say, listen, you know what? I just don't want to take the chance to take the risk. I'm saying that one to try to make it look themselves as if, you know, I think he's being more precautious than probably anything else. But you may care to differ, you know, but we know crowds of people are going to be on those beaches. And they're going to come out in droves. And ain't no police, you know, the defense force could really make people social distance on no beaches in no uniform fashion. That'd be a hell of a riot out there on a place like Goodman's Bay. How much police do you think it'll take to really, really manage that particular beach, which is the more popular one. It'll take a hell of a lot of police just to get people in order if there was no social distancing. You know, so I mean, it took
four police that I'm aware of to crowd control at Arawak Key and block off the entrance and make sure no one went on the beach when the beach wasn't open. So, four?
Well, I don't know. I guess two, you know.
Per beach, then?
There's a police station right there. There's one right across the street. But, you know, like I said, I mean, one, I'm in the thinking that, hey, maybe he's that fearful. Like, hey, we COVID-free right now. I ain't even trying to see one more case come up from nowhere. Because not being known doesn't mean it's someone or one person or two people there don't have it, whether they're asymptomatic or not. You know, that could be his fear.
Who has COVID? I'm trying to figure out who out there that is still spreading COVID. If everything's been pretty much open, and they're riding on the bus, and they're going to restaurants, everyone's going to the food store, everyone's going to the hardware store, everyone's going to Kelly's and AID and XYZ. The only thing that's not open are the movie theaters. If they're going to the salon and the barber shop, who amongst us is spreading COVID? I'm very curious. The one guy went to BPL yesterday, apparently. Who amongst us is spreading COVID-19? If not the Americans you let in from the place that you say you're observing, and your fear is that somehow may happen here? He didn't even explain it. Why would you open the border if you're afraid of having more cases of COVID-19? So I'm still searching. Someone help me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
I'm
still searching. Someone help.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah. Listen, one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand. I agree with you. Why close the Bahamians in at the front door, right? And then swing the back door wide open. You understand me?
Right.
And if the beaches are off limits, right? And why the hell all the parks all over the place closed too?
Right.
Try and make some sense of that, please.
I cannot. That's I'm telling you, I can't. All right? It is an impossibility. You can call me 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Don't say I didn't warn you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
Well, Mr. McCartney, that caller before the last caller.
He was struggling.
Prime
That's
Minister
okay.
Can't do no wrong in his eyes, I
He likes the prime minister. He's struggling with this one. I get it.
I think he get paid for this. You know, I really think he get paid for damage control of this kind of stuff. Because you can't be that crazy and see nothing wrong with this. You can't be that crazy. The prime minister really, really running out with this thing now. He really running out with this thing. I think the prime minister right now just sitting around saying, boy, I got this power. I can use this till the wheel fall out. But, Mr. McCartney, if 10,000 people go on every beach in Nassau, what you think the prime minister will do then?
He wouldn't be able to do anything.
Thank you. Anyway, have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? You got to wait a couple seconds. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, someone's asking me about tourists. Tourists can't go either. So, hey, I'm right here. How's it going?
Everything cool, man. You know, the thing about it is, it's like we had all this time to kind of put things in place to make sure that once we reopen, we're able to function as normal, right? And the thing about it is, I posted on my page, you probably might have seen it, about a beach patrol unit, right? Why can't they train civilians to, like, law enforcement as well as lifeguard training and then station people on the beach to make sure that the social distancing is done? If people are littering, make sure, you know, find them and stuff like these. This is a way to create jobs for Bahamians.
Yep,
you know,
good.
And it's like, why, like, it's so many common sense solutions to move us forward to get revenue into the treasury, and this is the way that they choose to do it. Like, it don't make sense. And you know, the thing is, like, I hear a lot of people they run on with the whole thing of, oh, Bahamians, they need to stop complaining about this the beach and whatever like that. But the three things, sun, sand, and sea, that we so, like, we pine about the sun sanity. This is what we are so proud of, right? The sun, our solar, we don't benefit from that. We don't benefit from the sun, which is our aragonite. We don't benefit from the sea, really and truly, when you think about it, of all the resources within the sea. But when we combine the three of those things, and we want to enjoy these to relax, de-stress, and just take the kids and the family out to have fun, they take that one freedom away from us, and they want people to sit back and just allow that. Like, I don't get it. And Bahamian, one, I, at this point, like, listening to you speak this morning and listening to other people speak is like, my heart is beating so hard with my chest. It's crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't make an ounce of sense, and it's a bridge too far. And the level of comfort that the Prime Minister now has just issuing these dictates down. Now, the beach closed for Independence Weekend. Independence means something to us, man. It means something to us. It says, so by these people logic, we should have closed the food stores because every day everyone was to the food store and police couldn't do crowd control. Oh, and close the banks as well. There's no rhyme or reason to it. If you're worried about what's happening in Florida, then tell the Americans they cannot come. It's as simple as that. You said we stop community spread. Let me read this. This is so dumb and crazy. As usual, the government does less than half of what is actually required to make things work properly. For instance, in other places, they open up with a plan to move forward with social distancing because there's a need to restore balance and people's freedom. So, for example, in some places, you can see public spaces, parks, bus stations, etc., mark where people can and can't sit to ensure people are encouraged to distance. Why have they not made proper plans to ensure social distancing on the beach? They keep passing the buck to individuals and to businesses, then blaming them when it goes wrong, because it's the government who should have provided very clear guidelines for individuals in an effort to restore practices and usher in the new normal. They just copied and pasted a bunch of bullet points from somewhere else, put no thought into how things will work, and have no clue about what it means to govern properly, and I'm not surprised. What is happening is the easy way out. So the standard is already no more than 5 people on the beach and you got a social distance 6 feet apart. Have the police that. That's it. We have enough police to do that. That's it. At the point where the beach is too full, you barricade out the beach and say it's too full, right? Just like you do it with the stores, just like you do with whatever. Come back or use another beach. Have the police patrol around the island. If the police can successfully lock down an island from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day, if the police could have successfully locked down an island one time for 5 days straight, then why can police not successfully patrol the beaches and enforce social distancing? Soon it's going to be like, we're not going to be told what we can't do. He's going to start telling us what we have to do. Right? So soon it's going to be like, you got to wake up and exercise for 30 minutes in the morning. Everybody wake up and do 1,000 jumping jacks in front of their house. And we have some people who are so conditioned through the vestiges of slavery and colonialism that they're just going to let it ride. They'd go out front and do their 50 jumping jacks, right? And do their 500 jumping jacks. Because that's how conditioned some of you are. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. Okay. Let's move on. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
I can only say hello to you so many times, sir. You got to communicate.
Hey, Juan, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Juan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. You don't find it as ironic that this is happening on the Independence Day holiday where we are supposed to be celebrating independence?
Absolutely. That's the kicker is that we're supposed to be celebrating our independence, but yet we're told what to do. We're living in a dictatorship when we're supposed to be celebrating independence.
Yeah, and my question now is that what are we going to do about it? Like, what are the Bahamian people going to do? Are we going to just passively sit down and wait for the next election? What is the opposition saying in regards to this? Are they just being silent? They don't have anything to say. They don't protest. They don't speak up for the people. Because what's our guarantee that if we get rid of this government, the next government won't do the same thing?
Well, I was waiting for the opposition and Wayne Monroe them to take this to court like they said they were going to, but the opposition sounds like it's all talk, and I don't know where Wayne Monroe's at. I'm going to check with him, but I feel like at some point I'll have to do it if they don't do it, because it's ridiculous.
Somebody has to do something, and like I said, the first point, it's 47, how many years now?
47
years of independence, and I feel like we're letting one prime minister completely destroy everything what we fought for, everything what we stood for, and he's going to take the country down the drain if we don't do something about it.
I'm so anxious to hear his independence message to the Bahamian people, to tell us to celebrate our freedom while you take it away from us.
Yeah, well, we got to do something about it. But anyway, stay positive, and I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm waiting to see who's going to jump. In fact, I'm going to go back over whatever the opposition said today, because by now, I don't know what you guys are doing. If you don't agree with this, Brave Davis is a lawyer, a Queen's Counsel, no less. Fred Mitchell argues that this entire state of emergency is not constitutional. So what are we doing? Let's go. Let's go to court. Let's party. What are we doing? Hey, Juan, it makes no sense to me. The PM said no more than 5 to a group on the beach, so why not have police stationed on the beach to monitor the crowds? Well, that would just be obvious, right? It says, that's probably the mailboat line, Juan. Wifey got all sunburned standing in line for 45 minutes to drop off boxes to Freeport. The mailboat? Did the mailboat just start coming? That didn't happen before. Taiwan persons are going to the dock. Happens every week for the past few months. It says, everyone going on a dock. Guess they're trying to go to the family island and hit the beach. Say, Juan, Bahamians deserve every bit of cut hip they get, and nobody wants to stand up to this man. Hashtag Emperor Menace. I guess we do deserve it. Like Sir Lyndon said, if you're not willing to fight for your country, you don't deserve to have it. Says, the police have traffic backed up on Potter's Key. Okay, so it's Potter's Key, it's the mailboat. Good day, Juan. I totally support the PM in closing the beaches. You see what's happening in Florida. They have closed there as well as other businesses. We ask the government to be proactive, and when they do, we have a problem with it. You take the spot for the second dumbest comment today. I explained to you Florida has nothing to do with it. If the government were being proactive, they would have closed the border. It makes absolutely no medical sense. If community spread has stopped, then why the hell did you open the beach? So you're in the second spot for second dumbest comment. You got the second dumbest comment today. McCartney, I won't lie to you. Many of us in the public are wary of the PM's handling of this pandemic and the emergency orders. I've always voted for the FNM. In the last election, I did too, but I'm rethinking that decision in the next election. The PM clearly is not rational in his decision-making, and I don't see him following the data in doing this. I pray for him because his decisions affect us all. I pray for the leadership in our country every single night. Every night. When my kids and my wife, when we tuck them in bed and we say our prayers, I always pray for the leadership of the country to make sound decisions that are really going to be of benefit to the Bahamian people. Every night. And I've started praying now for them to make better decisions. Because clearly, only Jesus one can get through to the prime minister that this is an abuse of power at this point. Clearly, only God could speak to him where he could hear it. It says, talk it, Juan, talk it. We will support you. You want us to come to Rawson Square? We will. This is ridiculous. No. Says, as a matter of fact, there were a lot of people on the beach on the weekend, but barely anyone came out of their cars. You could literally count the number of people in the sea on your fingers. Juan, how does your boy Jeff Lloyd sit there like a little boy and allow this menace emergency powers dictatorship to continue? I don't know, man. I'm going to reach out to Jeff. I got to tell you, I'm really interested as to what is happening. Says, Juan, this is a power trip for Menace. He's now drunk on his emergency powers. We better take those powers away from him as soon as possible. You're abusing the power. It says, wasn't me. I didn't tell you was crazy. I told you Minnis didn't know what he was doing from August 2017. You said you'd give them 6 months. And here we are. It says, good afternoon. I agree with you. It is very shameful the way we behave and show appreciation of the privilege to enjoy our beaches. Oh, you mean with dirt in them? Yeah, it's disgraceful. All right? It's disgraceful. You leave all your old food on the beach and all your bottles. We're supposed to clean up after you? Who the hell are you? Clean up after yourself. Pick up your trash. But that's, is the beach closed because of litter? Because they were littering before there was COVID-19. This says, our leaders don't understand how they're continuously pushing the inequality agenda. So whether persons can afford boats, so wealthier persons who can afford boats will enjoy the time off on their boats, and the not so wealthy that cannot afford a boat or don't have access to one cannot go to the beaches. Yeah, someone was like, well, just go to Eleuthera. Sure, right? Sure. We're just going to go to Eleuthera, right? Because we just got money to burn, baby, right? You're out of a job. You're making 30% of your salary, and we're just going to go to Eleuthera to do this. So we're going to pay $250 each to hop on a plane and go to Eleuthera and another 200-something bucks a night at a hotel. And then we're going to rent a car and buy all our meals just so we can go on the beach when New Providence has beaches as well. It says, I voted for Dr. Minnis not because I supported him, as he did not impress me as a leader, but because I knew Perry Christie and his crew needed to be gone. I don't regret it because it was the right thing, in my view, to do, but Juan, Dr. Minnis must go. I don't support Brave Davis, but praying always to God to work a miracle on our behalf and remove both of them in order to allow our country to move forward. It says, notwithstanding what is happening around the world, the same is not happening in the Bahamas. I feel that they are just mimicking what others are doing without a basis. Cases are increasing in the U.S. We haven't had a case in the last month or so. We are not testing to determine our status in the Bahamas as a basis for making these copycat decisions. By closing the beaches, are they protecting us from the tourists, or are they protecting us from ourselves? See, I don't need the government protecting me from myself, right? Juan, can we cause a general election for 2022 to be called earlier and remove this FNM administration? I think the only way to trigger a general election is for 3 or more MPs to resign at one time. I think. Or at least, at the very least, a resolution would have to be brought forward by the opposition. I think they're mandated to bring forward an opposition to call for the dissolution of the House. I'll double check my law. But I think that would trigger a general election. So who are the 3? If we had, who's voluntary? We only got 6 to choose from. So it's got to be, you got to pick some. It was like Von Miller, maybe Picewell. Who else? Glennis? No? One, we as a country are finished because we allow all our leaders to come in, become power struck. They don't respect us because we kiss their butts so much.
This.
We're going to go to the news. We'll be right back.
Nassau, Bahamas.
She don't want bull of hair, you say that? You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
COVID-19 et voyage. Si ou gen plan pour voyager, rete informé sur conseil voyage qui a sorti dans le ministère Affaires étrangères. Asiyo que vous lavez mes mains souvent et puis mettez disponible une petite bouteille désinfectant avec une serviette désinfectant. kembe distans ou avèk moun ki ap tousè e esternye. Evite manyen zye ou, ne ou ak gouch ou. Sa ka ede poteje ou kont COVID-19 ak lot maladi respiratoa.
Mesaj sa, rive jwenn ou, grâce à Minister Santé nan Bahamas, ansanm ak Radio Gadget.
It's all about Popeyes and their amazing, unbeatable, everyday deal. For $10.49, choose the new boneless box or Louisiana box. The new boneless box gives you two enjoyable boneless options with six juicy boneless wings, two crispy tenders, Cajun fries, a buttermilk biscuit, and a 21-ounce drink. Crazy, right? That's not all. Grab the new $18.99 family box for dinner, or simply bites with friends. Four piece chicken, four tenders, four biscuits, and a family fry. Prices are fat inclusive.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
At Royal Fidelity, you can be confident that we are busy keeping your money at work. We realize that your finances may have been impacted by COVID-19. Our margin loan facilities could be the solution you are looking for. Borrow against your investments and use the funds for any purpose, including meeting short-term cash needs or COVID-19-related expenses. Approval is within 48 hours. Contact us today at 603-6000 or email brokerage@royalfidelity.com. Royal Fidelity, money at work.
Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. So we were talking about the beach and the significance of being shut down on our independence. So the Americans were able to enjoy our beaches for their independence celebrations, but we will not be able to enjoy our own beaches for our independence celebrations. We spoke with Commissioner of Police Paul Roll today. Paul Roll said, try it if you're bad, son. Eh? Say, ain't gonna be no beach. Say, they have the police out there making sure you don't go on the beach. Nah, you could have had the police out there making sure that we social distance on the beach, but you got the police out there making sure we don't go on the beach. Paul Roll also said, sorry, Adrian, there's gonna be no motorcade, no protests until the emergency order or the competent authority says it's okay to do that. So essentially, that's what I was told by the reporters, he said. So you can protest in your country when the competent authority says you're allowed to protest. So that's up to him now. All right? That's up to him. I'm making a list of the dumbest excuses, excusing what the Prime Minister is doing. We got two so far, but it can grow. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing, bro?
Hey, Anton. What's up? Let me ask you something.
Hey.
Why y'all keep beating up y'all gum with this thing? Y'all gonna take this to court or what?
Of course, Juan. Of course.
All right.
We're not gonna stand by and allow the Prime Minister to abuse the Bahamian people, take advantage of our civil liberties for an additional 6 months, which he would have under this new order. No way in this world, Juan.
You got a comment?
Yeah, absolutely. I was very happy with how you handled the caller who was calling to make excuses for the Prime Minister, the so-called competent authority.
No.
You allowed him to make an absolute fool of himself on national radio, and to show how weak he is as a male in our society, to show others what not to be like as a man. But nonetheless, I believe it's pretty stupid one for the prime minister. It's actually asinine for the prime minister to open the borders to international visitors, right? Whether they are coming from the epicenter for COVID-19 spread or not, open the borders, allow for those persons to expense themselves $1,500, $2,000, perhaps up to $3,000 based on where they're staying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then shut down the beaches, which is specifically what they come to enjoy.
Right.
Can you imagine how many lawsuits the Bahamas government is going to be exposed to one?
I could imagine.
I would imagine one, at least tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits, because as Bernice Joaquin would have stated down there at NAD, they had, I think, like 4,000 and 5,000 tourists came through on different days for the first 2 days within the first week that they had opened the airport. Two of those days, they had almost 10,000 persons that would have entered into our country.
No, it wasn't so that much. It was about 2,000.
Two. No, man, one. I watched the news report.
Well, Nad said, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Not to get into the specifics of the numbers, it's pretty asinine to open our borders for persons to come in and enjoy our sunshine and sea, and then turn around and shut down the borders to those persons. But also, you have a situation where Bahamians were fully compliant, which is why we have experienced the level of success we've experienced outside of mass testing, because of Bahamians' compliancy. And then you turn around and treat the Bahamian people like we haven't been compliant all this while. Is this prime minister mad one? What is going on with the cabinet? What is going on with the members who are backbenchers? We got to have some people who are prepared to hold this competent authority accountable, because he's loose and he's taking advantage of us in this country. It got to stop. Thank you for the opportunity, Juan. God bless.
No problem, man. Take care. Let me say it again. Tourists, y'all can't go on the beach either. So I like y'all. If I see y'all on the beach, I snitching, I calling the police on you. Okay? If we can't go on the beach, you can't go either. I'm sorry we invited you here to come and enjoy our beaches. I guess you'll be looking at them, perhaps if you have a beach view from the window of your hotel, or you could walk by if you have an Airbnb or something like this, but I'm ratting you out too, right? So police, I expect y'all going to be on that strip by Cabbage Beach. Y'all going to send a Harbor Patrol unit out there and go man that. Says, bro, I told y'all from day one with this virus, when everyone was saying shut down the country, that your rights was being taken away. But nope, everybody went into a panic about the virus and forgot about their rights. This says, good day. If Atlantis was open, the PM would not have closed the beaches. This is all about dictating to us. He had my support, but damn, the only holiday for the year, and you taking away the beach. We've had no holiday this year that we could go enjoy the beach. You just take it away. You're going to take away the Emancipation Day holiday too? The irony, right? Independence and emancipation. And your freedoms are being curtailed. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Everything good. Look, I was trying to tell a few of your talk show that he's actually doing these things because he's trying to secure his government and his rulership, because the mass gatherings would be petitioning the rulership that he is having. It would be actually under his command as long as the parks and beaches are closed. You understand what I'm saying? So he is a dictator. He doesn't want Adrian Francis, and there are a few others, to gather and do what they need to do, because he loves the power. I got the power. That's what he's saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm totally with you. This is, again, the essence of what dictatorship is. When one man can dictate to you what you can and cannot do and uses the state police to enforce it, to arrest you if you disobey what his dictate is.
Yeah.
That is the definition of dictatorship.
Yes, yes. He wants to spank the rural children.
Like, deal right, with the brother. People who broke the law. Right, thanks. Appreciate you. Deal with the people who are breaking the law. Right? Deal with that. All right, let's do some more text. This says, hey, Juan, are we still children? This PM is power struck. Please, people, let's don't forget what to do in the next election. The PM should open the beaches and the parks. What is the government paying the police and the defense force for? Aren't they there to make sure people social distance? The PM is very incompetent. Real talk. This says, morning power is a serious thing. He's really loving it. Just know he will never get that power again. I want the same police presence they had at the House of Assembly yesterday they can have to the beach on Friday. How are we independent in a dictator country? I am definitely ready to march. This is, why don't the PM call your show to explain to the people why he's closing the beaches and parks this weekend? If I remember correctly, we the people voted him in. Says, this is ludicrous. Just police the beaches. We have new assets and manpower, so why not put them to use? The problem is that many still have scales over their eyes. They just had a crew in Grand Bahama. How much that was in Grand Bahama? Right? Scores of police officers graduated in Grand Bahama. They ain't got nothing to do. Put them on the beach. We just had a crew here, too, the other day with Marvin Dance. We had a crew of defense force and fresh police force officers. Go put them to work. It says, in the Mediterranean, they've carved out social distancing spaces on beaches, and some have even instituted beaching by one-hour slots. It says, the old schoolers were taught not to question authority. I feel the outgoing PM, competent authority, is infatuated with power. Thank you for presenting a rational conversation on this matter. Where's the transparency? And what's so interesting is that the people who are defending the Prime Minister, they have no idea. Right? They're just going along because they support the Prime Minister or like the Prime Minister, but they can't explain it. They know there's no rationale to it. Right? Or they want to believe there's some rationale to it when there's not. Hi, Juan. What the most honorable has done is insane, in my opinion. Done out of thirst for control and on a whim. Says, the borders are open so the tourists may come in to facilitate jobs for people who lost them and for Bahamians to go back home. Better some limitations than none at all. One person getting it is too much. The borders are open for the tourists to come and do what? They can't do tours and excursions on Nassau and Grand Bahama, correct? So they want to go to the beach, yes? Or do you think they just want to tour of historic Nassau and go to the restaurant and be done by 8 and be back in bed by 10 and not be able to go on the beach all day? Why would you open the border to tourists when they can't come to the beach? That's what we sell, beach, right? Atlantis is not open. Bahamar is not open. Are they fining those people for littering up the beaches? I hope so, because Bahamians leave the beaches nasty. They should fine the people for littering on the beach. It's disgusting. You get rats and the seagulls and all this all over. Hey, Juan, some time ago you were in favor of becoming a republic with a president. Still feel that way? Because after a month, I'm tired of this dictatorship. Of course I still feel that way. Hi, Juan, the reason the PM opened the borders was to allow the Mexicans to come in. Other than that, why would he tell Bahamians not to travel to the USA unless it is absolutely necessary? He says, maybe the PM can't swim. Ask him, can he swim? No. This says, wait till the competent one tells you there will be no elections in 2022. The PM may be correct that he has 7 more years. It says, well, I cry shame on the Baptist community for allowing the very foundation of their beliefs to be trampled on. The beach should always be open for any Baptist water baptism to take place. It is an essential part of their faith, but no one sees this as a problem. Juan, the PM will continue to get away with this because he knows Bahamians are afraid of their own shadow. Bahamians complain, but yet they love authoritarian leaders. It says, all this foolishness is not called for. So come Monday, we can go to the beach. So why keep closing the beaches? Can't we catch COVID between Monday and Friday when they're open? We Bahamians just need to get up and go to all the beaches in the hundreds and relax ourselves. So every holiday, he's going to close the beaches? Sucking my teeth. This is beyond dumb. What the spikes in the States have to do with us? If we had kept international borders closed like everyone was saying, the local economy could have opened up fully and we could go to the beach. That's just a stupid excuse to use what's happening in another country to make us suffer more. Having our movements restricted on Independence Day is the ultimate irony. He says, Juan, go get him. Juan, I'm going to the beach, and if I see a white person out there, I'm running them. What if they're a white Bahamian? So we can't go to Clifford Park or the beach and parks. Just lock us down again already. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hey, Juan, what's up?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
All is well. Juan, let me ask. welcome to the Bahamas, Juan.
Yep.
Where we have one person tell us when. At least, I'm trying to figure out, Juan, you think the next move our competent authority can tell us when to use the bathroom?
I legit think he's going to start being like, y'all got to get up in the morning and clean your... I legit think he's going to start telling us what to do. Like, we got to come out and clean the parks and stuff like that. Seriously. That's where this is at.
I was telling somebody that, but what...
Because we're so conditioned at this point, we'd do it. If he said do it, I bet you if he said do it, people would do it.
I'm telling you. Born yesterday. I was down yesterday morning. And listen to me. I spoke to police. I talk about high-ranking police officers. Saying to themselves, it don't make no sense. The man, you know, they understand. I understand it to be from credible people and from the officers that I spoke to, that they had reports that because of Ms. Hanna's situation, that people are coming down there to be disruptive. But we have never in our country, and I applaud my Bahamian people for this. We might march and call talk shows and post things and carry on bad on social media, but we have never been disruptive in this country. So why are you trying to bring us to this state to say, well, this is a disruptive country? Oh, we don't respect the laws. I am trying to figure out where is lawyers. The lawyers, you know, Vaughn, the lawyers who like to be around the courts trying to hustle jobs and trying to get this and that out of people's family. Why are you not standing up for our rights?
I agree.
The only person that I can say that I know about personally, I think they made a, I don't know how far it is now, is Mr. Monroe, Wayne Monroe. And I'm trying to figure out, man, why. And then the pastors and other ones. Come on, Vaughn. These are the leaders.
But Dekeis T.J. Morrison blew when he...
You understand what I'm saying? They talk to me. I'm telling you.
He's greedy and he like money and da, 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 you know?
And now all of a sudden my good cousin, Delton, Mr. Fernando, all of a sudden he decides to come out the closet and talk about, you know, where is the findings of this thing. I mean, it's not fair, Vaughn. And we cannot... allow, you know, as a Bahamian, you know, mom and dad, and I think that I contribute significant to this country. We cannot allow this, man. This is not fair. You know, it's pressure on the police because I personally believe, and some officers that I spoke to, Vaughn, you know, they tied to this too. You know,
but you
they
turned,
honestly tied
they
to this.
Turn, they pitted the police and the defense force against the public.
They are sick. Okay. I can leave this with you. The same way yesterday they brought all of those SWAT officers who could have been doing something more constructive in this country when it comes to the security. Because, well, let's be realistic. The only time you see those type of police downtown is when we're going to have a protest. And no one can defute what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you, sir, is that those same police that you had downtown yesterday, that you got reports that the PLP people were coming down there to be disruptive, you can take them, sir. You can take them same officers, right, with those machine guns that you had downtown and stand and govern the beach.
Correct. Absolutely. I agree. Just like that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Rodney.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you know, it's a great show. I bear in mind I like the stance. But, you know, you're not the only one who's been warning. You know,
Let me ask you something, 52.
We've been talking about this medical martial law and scientific dictatorship from about 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been calling, talking about how science and technology will and have hijacked humanity and democracy, right? And so, you know, this is just what it is. And so Operation Lockstep scenario narratives, all of these things are entailed in these. Albert Sayers wrote a letter. Catherine Kelly wrote a letter about these same scenarios, and now it's really materializing before our eyes. And so what is hurtful to me, you know, I hear the Bahamian people cry, right? But like the caller said, all of us need to go collectively together, which will create a problem. But you just remember now, you know, this is what is designed to keep us, our minds segregated from one another, where there's no cohesive bond. So this is why they would trample on us, all right?
Yep.
And we must remember, Mr. McCartney, how could you then pass? I see, we need a lawyer on, probably me and Monroe or whoever, right? But Carl Bell, tell Carl Bell to go win the case for me, because what happened is now, how could you then pass a law, this public law, this Emergency Powers Act, that circumvents the Constitution? So I want to know which one is, you see, I'm a thinker. The Constitution existed before this new law. How could you then enact a law to subvert the Constitution, right? And then subvert democracy or abrogate democracy, whatever word you could find. This is what it is, Mr. McCartney. It's sickening to me, all right? And the thing is, what I'm hurtful about is none of these weak third world leaders have ever been to any war or fought any war for their country. They are gutted to euphemism and oppression, and this is what I'm saying. And this is ridiculous. Obviously, me, one cat, a jogger, all of these rights being infringed, not even a single person. And thanks for exposing the irrational decisions to open the border and have the beaches closed and all these different. You're exposing the irrational thinking of these people, man. This is ridiculous, Mr. McCartney. You know, that's just what it is, man. You know what I said?
I'm in agreement with D52. Also, what's so much dumber about it, right, is that the restaurants remain open. So it's easier to catch COVID on the beach or in a restaurant or in a bar or at the gym. Because if you look at the threat level, right, of where you can catch COVID, someone sent me something yesterday. Let me see if I still got it here, because they all sent me a lot of stuff. Okay, so here's coronavirus risk level by activity. All right? And this is from, I don't know where this is from, but someone sent this to me. They said it was the CDC. From order of 1 to 9, 9 being the riskiest places you could be. All right? So 1 is takeout from a restaurant and playing tennis. 5 is airplanes, malls, beaches, and bowling. 9 is bars. 8, gyms and churches. 7, public pools and schools. All right, so that's the level. Although, I don't know if schools, well, I guess primary schools wouldn't fit in there. So going for a walk, getting fuel is 2. Beaches is 5. Bars, which are open, is 9. All right, 9. What does it say, eating inside a restaurant? It doesn't say eating inside a restaurant. It says eating outside. It doesn't even have eating in a restaurant in this. Yeah, so the beach is like number 5. It's ridiculous. Gyms, churches are open, that's 8. Bars open, it's 9. This is good afternoon, great discussion. We as Bahamians really need to stand up for our rights. This is not about politics, it's about control. We have to find better ways to manage our people. Most of us can control ourselves, as is evident in us wearing the mask. Says the PM trying to keep the murders down through the lockdown. He wants to win again. Listen, ain't nothing more motivated than these murdering fools out here. You understand? The other day they wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, right? Fresh out of curfew to go murder somebody. So if someone want to murder somebody, it's going to be very difficult to stop that from happening unless you separate them completely and bar access to anyone. Independence Weekend, everyone put on your mask, practice social distancing, and go to the beach for Independence Weekend. They can't lock us all up. Hey, Juan, the entire Grand Bahama only have about 30,000 people on the entire island. There are about 20 beaches, so if the entire island decided to go on the beaches, we would still have plenty of space for social distance. Juan, it's a classic case of hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. See, all this excusing, but, oh, he's being proactive, would make some sense if the borders weren't open to the people coming from the most infected place on the planet, and if the beaches were not already opened. And you could clearly see that we haven't had any spike in infections. Now, if you had said there was a spike in infections and we think the beach happened and we contact trace it to the beach got to close, I wouldn't like it, but I'd say, okay, well, at least you've presented me some sort of medical rationale, some sort of data that makes it make sense, some sense. But you've given us nothing. You just put us on notice. So you're going to talk more about it tomorrow? I bet you he don't give any medical rationale for it. All right? I bet you the chicken patty. Y'all still ain't come pick up the chicken patty, by the way. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going, Sparky?
All right, it's Sparky here. You know, you're getting to the point where you're losing energy talking about this thing.
I'm still full of energy.
You know, I in a little beautiful little area called Pride Estate.
Mm.
And we got a nice little park. You remember where I teach the sound from?
Yeah, I know. I like it back there.
Yeah, you've been around there. You see the little park?
I got my friend lives in Pride Estate.
You got a friend live around there, but
yeah, Brent.
Nice area.
I don't know if you know him. Yeah, it's very
you've
nice.
Been around, you've been by the lake?
I haven't been by the lake, but I've been by the park.
It's called the Lake Sparky Dock.
Oh, okay.
But guess what, man? That's a nice little park. Nice. One little swing, one little dog on slide, little trees and little benches to sit on. They got this big sign hanging on the swing now. The swing, only two people could go on this little small swing. And most of it is actually a green crabgrass park. And I walk around there at 4 o'clock every morning taking my dogs for a walk. And, you know, I'm actually afraid because I normally go and sit on them big tires that they are painted. I sit on right. there and let the dogs run around and wall in the grass or what. These people got me scared to go on the park. And nobody's sitting on this park, you know.
Right.
Nobody on this beautiful park, nobody sitting down under the tree. We could practice social distancing right on the park. They got this big government park with the emblem of the Bahamas on it, park closed. We can't go nowhere. We can't go on Clifford Park, this little park here. Big grown people can't watch their children on a park.
Nope. Can't.
No junk canoe, no fireworks. And they say the religious leader's supposed to go on top of the ecumenical service?
I don't even know what they're doing, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I think
like,
they
I ain't
say they have
attention.
The ecumenical service, but we got to watch that on TV.
I'm going to do my own little independent celebration, so I'm watching what they're doing.
Have a good day, because this sickens me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm sickened, too. And I just told my kids, no lie, right? No cap, as the young kids say, right? No cap, right? I just told my kids that I was going to take them fishing off the dock for the holiday. And, you know, now I can't. I guess I could take them Thursday, maybe. And now I can't take them on the holiday. And they were like, why? And I'm so tired of trying to rationalize this stuff to them because I don't want them to have a negative impression of the leaders. I want them to have respect for them. Until they can make up their own mind whether they deserve that sort of respect. Man, I'm so tired of trying to rationalize, like, well, it's because of coronavirus. And they were like, but we just went on the beach and there was no coronavirus. You said coronavirus wasn't on the beach. I was like, you know what I mean? You can't explain it to children, let alone adults. Right, I tell my kid, I said, I can't take you on the beach on Friday. Well, why? Because they closed the beach. Why? They didn't say, but everyone says it's because of coronavirus. Yeah, but we were just on the beach last weekend and last Thursday, and there was no coronavirus. You said that they said there's no coronavirus on the beach, and now we could go. Well, now it's changed. What's changed? I don't know. No one said, but they said we can't go on the beach. That's right. Son goes, Daddy, do you think the Prime Minister is doing a good job? I go, eat your dinner, right? I don't want to talk about it. Right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Other than frustrated like most of us.
Yes.
Question. Mm-hmm. The beaches and public parks are closed, but if one has a boat, does it mean that one can still go in a boat and anchor offshore?
Yeah, theoretically, yes. Mm-hmm.
So pretty much everyone could have a little flotilla and go and anchor off a Goodman's Bay, and they won't be in violation of any law, right?
There you go. You just can't go through the beach. Right, exactly.
You can't go on the sand.
Right.
I mean, I think we all know that, well, I shouldn't say we know. It's my opinion that this has more to do with the prime minister being deep in his feelings over the lack of perceived respect that people have for these orders, because they're generally nonsensical at this point.
Right.
And I think the beaches are closed not because of any fear of COVID, but because he doesn't want to see people ignoring him and not social distancing. And let's be fair, there's no reason to social distance. All of us saw what happened at Araraki. There was no social distancing. We saw what happened supposedly at the clubhouse and the restaurant. We still have no cases of COVID. So one has to assume there is no COVID. So this cannot possibly be about COVID.
No.
It has to be. He doesn't want to see people having a good time when he is stressed out of his mind, because he is suddenly in charge of a country that is going to be in the darkest and deepest recession / depression that one can imagine. And I guess he doesn't think he deserve any respite from the misery that's been happening and that's going to continue for the next 3 to 6 months.
Yep. Well said. I think maybe he's stressed out and he doesn't want us to have a good time. I that may very well be it. It says, a canal is not a beach. Walk to South Beach Canal and fish park by the pool. That also isn't open, but you can park the South Beach pool ain't open. Well, they would have closed the public pool, wouldn't they? I remember they had a big ribbon cutting or whatever it was. It says, not one of these FNM MPs deserve to be reelected. Their constituents don't like this lockdown, but none speak for their people in the House. It says, Juan, you should not allow Anton to insult an individual in that manner on radio. I don't care if they are political opponents. It is wrong. I expect better from you. What did he say? Did he say something beyond what all of us have said about what the Prime Minister is doing? Good afternoon, McCartney. The people are watching so they can keep banging on the desk. The people are seeing them for who they really are. So they can come with those nice speeches. They will not work this time. Says, Juan, my vehicle license is up on June 30th. Could I still drive the vehicle for 60 or 90 days since we're still in this pandemic? You're supposed to be able to drive your vehicle for 60 days past the point where the emergency order ends. So the state of emergency ends. So the state of emergency is still going. So when it ends, you got 60 days from then to license your car. So you should still be able to drive. To the extent the police are locking you up, go print out the copy of the emergency order and show it to the officer and take the ticket to court, and you tell the judge, hey, this says I didn't have to do it. Juan, the PM is treating the citizens like bad children who have to get disciplined for disobedience. We must atone for our behavior. The mother in Eleuthera for the motorcade, the young people at the fish fry, the jet ski operators, and the people of Exuma for the beach party. Behave or I will punish you. I find it so strange that I know they're being facetious, but I find it so strange that there are actual people who said, well, y'all can't learn. You don't learn, you don't listen, so you can learn when you feel, right? So people, so what does someone having a house party have to do with me? What does someone not social distancing on the beach have to do with me? I did everything you said I should do. Even though I didn't like it, I still did it. I still abided by everything you said. And at this point, this doesn't make sense. And I think most people know it doesn't make sense. Like I was reading the Tribune editorial today. They're going, what are you talking about? Right? This says the Tribune editorial says, now here we are again, a dictate from the Prime Minister without explanation of the reasons why or any chance to question him on it. If you're going to limit people's freedom, Dr. Minnis, you'd better well explain it. Explain why. His only explanation is to point to surges in the U.S. and Florida, Texas, and Arizona, saying we're also aware of what may have contributed to some of the surge. With that, he shut the beach. It says the virus surged in the U.S. after beach openings because there was community spread taking place. The virus was out there, ready to leap to its next patient. According to Bahamian experts, that's not the case here. Is Dr. Minnis saying Dr. Dalregis is incorrect? Is he closing the beaches because we let American visitors in? This feels like a push too far, as if Dr. Minnis has the power and feels he can wield it without accountability. The doctor can insist that we take our medicine, but he cannot make us like it. That's the Tribune editorial. That ain't me. Says an election can be called if there's a vote of no confidence by the majority in Parliament against the PM. The PM can comply with the vote or call an election within 7 days or 14 days, not sure which one. There's another rule about MPs resigning their seat from the House. A certain number of MPs resigning their seat from the House and a resolution has to be called as to whether there's a general election. I'll have to find it for you. Juan, we are deserving of exactly what we're getting. We are a bunch of passive, don't care, laid back people, call for action, and only a handful of persons show up. Instead, we call these talk shows to complain and moan. We now have a dictator in charge of our country. So this question, who all goes to the beach with random strangers? If I go to the beach, wouldn't it be with my family? Yeah, I mean, if you can't have a beach party, then you can't have the beach party. The rule is five. How the police enforce it? Hey, only five of y'all at a time. That's it. That's it. Says if my family have it, I probably already have it. Unless, of course, you have a family of more than five people. You know what I mean? Then any rational police officer should be like, okay, you're all family, so it's cool. It says Anton is a despicable person. Please let him know. Well, after he finishes flapping his gums, saying nothing that hasn't been said the entire show. Juan, you're a veteran journalist. You do your research, and that's why I respect you. You know taking these matters to court comes with costs, exposure. I imagine that's the reason for the delay. Yeah, that's the reason I don't want to get into an angle. I really don't have the money. So I'm waiting for someone else to deal with it. You know what I mean? It says the government shut down public beaches, but not private beaches, such as ones managed by hotel. It's called verbal nuance. Yeah. Hi, Juan. August Monday holiday is next. What do you think will happen? I mean, I don't see any reason to believe anything different would happen. It says another Papa Doc. It says, Juan, I got it. The PM's afraid of the July 19th march because Adrian galvanized a lot of people. It's not about closing the beaches. It's about marginalizing the electorate and showing the world his ineptitude. Well, Adrian said he's still going, but Paul Roll says that's not happening. It says, don't read this out loud. I can't read that out loud. You trying to get me yanked off the air, eh? So August Monday is coming up. Would the Emergency Act be extended for August? It's going to be extended tomorrow. It says, Juan, you my boy, damned if you do and damned if you don't. Blame the rude people from the fish fry and partying on the beach last week. I mean, he opened up the beaches. Everybody was happy. You closed the beaches. Everyone's pissed off. So that's how it works. Good day. The beach closed for Bahamians, but not for the tourists, so we cannot mingle with them. This is crazy. No, beach closed for the tourists, too. I'm telling you, I'm snitching if I see you on the beach, right? If I can't go, you can't go. Good day, Juan. Could you explain to us why we're still swearing to the Queen? Are we paying the Queen? Can we report minutes to her? You could try. You could try. Who are you going to report him to? The Governor General? Please. The Governor General is a creature of instruction, right? So we just dance the dance, like we act like the Governor General is deciding these things. The Governor General takes instruction from cabinet. The day the Governor General feels very strongly that he doesn't want to do what is asked and instructed by the cabinet is the day the Governor General would be looking for something else to do. And we're swearing to the Queen because we're lost. We're lost. The people who support the PM are the ones who are being fed from the party somehow. We would never get better as a country until our political systems change. Way too much backdoor dirt goes on. Let's take a call real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Way too much backdoor dirt.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan. I just was wondering. They said PI, Nassau, and Bahamas. Did they say anything about Rhode Island?
They said all the surrounding islands.
All the surrounding islands, eh?
Yeah, let me see exactly what he said. He said,
we're surrounded by islands, eh?
He said, the beaches and parks at New Providence, Paradise Island, and surrounding Keys and Grand Bahama will close on the 9th of July at 10 p.m. and the normal curfew is closed until the 13th of July at 5 a.m. on Monday. So wow. I would imagine Rose Island falls in that as well.
That sucks.
Sure does.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. Sorry for calling back.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. McCartney, the beaches inside the private areas like Albany, Lightfoot Key, Old Fort Bay, they could be closed too?
Doubt it.
So who will police them? You remember that's Paul Rowe who said they're going to police the beaches, right?
Paul Rowe need to go back in Albany and wait. This says wait, no. This says the beaches and parks on New Providence. So that would be Albany them too. Yep.
No, Mr. Martin, you know them people don't be on this. People them run. You know they's running the back there. You know that's a own little private island all by themselves.
They need to comply as well. They ain't special.
Mr. McGartney, only we is get whipped. The Prime Minister only know how to whip us. He
right.
Don't know how to whip no one else.
No. Only us will take the whipping.
See? Anyway, sorry for calling back, but...
No, you're good. Someone who lives in the gated community say, my beach ain't closing. You, only because you was my boy, I ain't gonna rat you out. If you're going on the beach. You got my godson. Says, good day, Juan. Can we go along the beach? No, you can't. No. Y'all don't get it, eh? No, ain't no beach, no nothing. You can't walk on the beach. You can't run on the beach. None of it. Says, how do you feel about Von Miller's contribution to the House yesterday where he tabled a document showing more than $5 billion in exported limestone in only 16 months out of Grand Bahama? Why isn't the media talking about this? Someone sent me a document, and because I'm not talking about it because I haven't read the document. Okay? So I'm going to read the document, verify it, go from there. I always like to be armed with the facts to know what I'm talking about as much as is humanly possible. Hey, Juan, come August, parents will be stressed about back to school. The summer break will virtually be over. The continued lockdown and beach restrictions will take a mental toll on our people. This has to be illegal unless proven by science that our present state is one of emergency. These dictators must be made to pay for their actions. It doesn't make any sense anymore. None. This says... Good afternoon. I was wondering if the PLP was in power and doing the same thing Dr. Minnis is doing with Anton, Leslie Miller, Gopher, and Dave be saying the same thing they're saying now. I doubt it. I guess. It says, soon he'll tell us when to juice. Okay. It says, all PLP... It says all PLPs are headed to the beach. y'all have jokes. I'll say that. I want to do an experiment. I just want to see, right? If for one day, right? The PM says everybody at 9 a.m. has to go outside and do jumping jacks, right? I want to see who will do it. I want to see. I just want to see something. How programmed y'all really are. Well, the PM said we gotta do jumping jacks. It says, when the riots and unrest start, we'll need you on the front line with the police keeping the peace. Me, I'll be covering it from a news perspective if any riots or unrest starts. So to the extent that that happens, you have yourself to blame as a competent authority for doing nonsense. One, don't give the emperor no ideas. He might build a wall to separate Bainetown from the rest of Nassau. This says, I thought we advertised sun, sand, and beach. Now we're just selling sun? Power is addictive, Juan. You were right. No beach, no fusion superplex, and no strip club. This is crazy. I ain't vote for this. Did y'all thought the strip club was going to open on Bay Street in the middle of the day? 100 yards from the police station? And there wouldn't be consequences? Did you think everyone was just going to let that ride? Also, how do you social distance at a strip club? Do the strippers wear masks? Lab dances are out of the question, I assume. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Nope. How you doing?
I am good. How's it going?
I'm doing good, Juan. I was on the air already. Juan, this current situation we're in, you know, in the United States, they will term this as, you know, apparently the Bahamas, but in particular Nassau, has become a police state. You know, it's really ironic that our Constitution gives us the freedom, gives us so much freedoms, but our freedoms are being stripped one by one by one under the disguise of this exigency order. You know, we as a people, someone said it earlier, when it comes down to fighting for the fundamental rights that we are guaranteed under our Constitution, a lot of our people would be on the talk shows, they'll be on the keyboards, and they would just talk. But when it comes down to coming out and protesting in person, you know, you find out of all these persons, the same faces, the same body of persons, unless you're connected to a political party, will show up. These statements, we are losing our rights in this country, and we have to take this thing very seriously.
Very seriously.
It starts with something very small. But by the time you open your eyes and realize what's going on, Juan, it will be too late. Bahamians, wake up. Fight for your rights. If you don't fight for them, then you don't deserve to have this country. Thank you for taking my call, Juan.
Sure. We're pretty conditioned at this point. The lockdown, this has had the effect of conditioning us. So any buck up goes now, and we just get along. And there's a constituency of people who go, well, I'm sure it's for the best. I can't explain it. I don't understand it, but I'm sure it's for the best. You got to call out wrong when you see wrong. That's the only way this works. You got to call out wrong when you see wrong, right? And this is wrong. It's wrong for you to do that, particularly with no explanation and no ability to question you on it. This is not how the Bahamians want to be governed by and large. Which is sad, because so many people were rooting for Dr. Minnis. I wasn't one of them, right? To the extent that I want him to succeed because the Bahamas succeed, sure. But I didn't have any great expectation. But this is worse than I imagined. Like, I didn't expect him to be, like, great. But I didn't expect this. I didn't expect him to, the first chance to seize this sort of power, and he relishes it and wields it so poorly for so long, right? And I think a lot of people were on board at the beginning of the pandemic because they were afraid and they wanted to stop the community spread. And through the collective efforts of the Bahamian people, I think we did a lot of that. I don't think the lockdowns were ever necessary. And I'm not certain that the curfews were ever necessary. I think we knew enough soon enough to do the mass and the social distancing, to do the sanitizing. And we've kept this going really for no particular reason that I can see. It says, I thought Brave would never have a chance to be prime minister. I was so wrong. These are a lot of things. This says, I can't go to work. I can't go on the beach. I have no money, no food, and NIB has not given me anything since May. NIB sent me an email about payment 2 weeks ago, and I never got it. I am hungry. Could I please get some answers? what I'm going to do, anyway, I'll talk to you about that later. We got to go. Now, Juan, don't jump on me for saying this, but I think it's a tiny bit irresponsible to say there's no corona unless mass testing has taken place. No, I wouldn't jump on you. I mean, I agree. I don't think there's no coronavirus. I'm saying there's no community spread. If you start testing people, I promise you, you're going to find some people who have COVID-19 who are just asymptomatic, right? Or you would see that they've developed the antibody because they've had it and they move past it, right? So again, no one was successful in explaining to me why this was necessary and that it made any sense. Anyway, that's going to do it for the show today. Shivargo Lang's up next with Z Live Off the Record. Have a great day, Bahamas.